This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Stoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. First, we appreciate your listenership, and I want to tell you, friends, I just drove 700 miles yesterday to get into Michigan here so I can do a presentation in defiance to the tyrant here named Gretchen Whitmer. That is what we're doing. We're doing what the church should be doing. We're having church in obedience to God and defiance to the tyranny that's taking place across the country. And we've been doing this since day one, and we're going to continuously do that. So if you want to put that up against Luke 19:10, please do so. We'd appreciate you take time and know scripture for yourself so you understand why we're doing what we're doing. What we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here, friends, is the fact that many of the frontline workers, friends, are refusing the vaccinations. And why are they refusing the vaccinations? Well, I can tell you this first and foremost. If the frontline health workers rejecting the vaccine does not tell you the truth of the matter, I can't help you. I can't help you, friends. Health workers were hesitant to receive the vaccine, citing concerns related to potential side effects and lack of faith in the government to ensure the vaccines were safe. So that's what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes. Before I get to that, I got to give you some directions so you can find us online. Go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go ahead and check out who it is that we are and what it is that we do, and comparison and judging us by our fruits, which is found in Matthew 7:16. That's on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com if you wouldn't mind. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I've been getting emails. We've been flooded with emails and texts and live feed contacts, friends. Where are you at? What are you doing? Folks, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and subscribe. There's 13 to 15 articles posted every day combating the lies in the mainstream media. You can also find us on that platform every single day, folks. If we're down on a certain platform, go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll always find us there. You can also find the link to GCN Communications for live radio connection as well. So we're always over there at sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, friends. And you can go ahead and click onto the outlet in which we have even now, and go ahead and join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, we're set up on Comrex. We're, again, broadcasting live from Michigan even now. We got an event tonight. We got one tomorrow. And then next week we'll be in Tennessee doing the same thing in Tennessee, defying the tyrant there and doing what we're called to do by God. As a matter of fact, we've been commanded to do so, friends. You can go ahead and give us a call at any time if you'd like to. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. The 7th President of the United States of America, Andrew Jackson, rightly said that this republic is what? Premised upon the rock of our republic, the rock of our republic, friends. Article 4, Section 4. We follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2, 5, 1 Corinthians 11, 1. Also go over to Acts 4, 12 and John 14, 6. Again, you understand. One more time, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. Also want to give a shout out and saying thank you very much to the 133 cities that are listening to us as well as social media platforms right now for making us the number one and the number two show throughout the week. Over that of 65 different show hosts. We appreciate your trust and we understand why you're listening to us because you're sick of the rhetorical talk where the circular reasoning where the dog continuously chases its tail. I understand. We're all sick of it, friends. But if you want resolve, you always have to go back to the Word of God and you always have to go back to the Constitution and you're always going to see the responsibility that God gave us through commandments by saying you're the one that can bring about the answers. So I'm doing just that. And we have been faithful in doing that for 23 years across this country. So without further ado, friends, I want to share a couple conversations I had just over the last couple days, unsolicited conversations. When I drove 701 miles from Minneapolis to Michigan yesterday, it was interesting to note that I got two phone calls during the same day from two different friends in which I have. And one of them just happens to be clergy, and he had called me from the state of Florida and shared with me how his father-in-law had just passed away in the hospital. And what he shared with me, friends, was the fact that his father-in-law walked into the hospital. He said there was armed guards throughout the hospital. And he said because he had a clergy pass, he could actually walk into the hospital to see his father-in-law. And I want you to pay attention to the details here, friends, because it's very telling as to what's going on when we're talking about this fabricated hoax, this fraudulent, perpetuated pandemic called COVID-19 to the sensationalized version in which they have blown it way out of proportion, friends. Okay? I mean, after all, it's 99.9.9.9.9. percent when it comes to recoverable rate. People are recovering. It's just how it works, friends, okay? And, of course, I'm being a little facetious here, but it is 99.9% recoverable concerning COVID-19. Now, going back to the conversation went as follows. He called me and he said, Bradley, I brought my father-in-law in because he was having a hard time breathing into the local hospital. He said there was nobody there, and he said what was interesting is when I went up to basically have some time with my father-in-law, he said, I went into the hospital, and again, remember, friends, there was armed guards throughout that hospital. He said there wasn't one person in that hospital. Did you hear what he said? There wasn't one person inside of that hospital. Well, that just lines up with what we always told you, friends, the same thing Todd Starnes told us from Fox News, the same things Jason Jones told us from that of Hawaii concerning his whole expose on going to the clinics and finding nobody there, in contrast to what the mainstream media continuously tells you concerning COVID about how all these people are lined up to get their tests and their vaccinations. Folks, it's just not true. I want to say this. It's just not true. So in ending, he had told me, Bradley, my father-in-law walked into the hospital. Several days later, he died in the hospital. Neglect, dereliction of duty concerning his care from A to Z to the extremity. And I'm not, folks, you can't make up what I'm sharing with you right now. That was the first conversation. I'm going to come back to the second conversation. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I guess we should probably change up those trailers, man. Those little intros and outros. I guess it's a little past Christmas. But you know what? Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, just for the sake of staying to the course here. Folks, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. I was just sharing with you some of the conversations, unsolicited conversations that I had yesterday, friends. I had one individual call me who's a pastor out of Wisconsin, and he was in Florida, and he had called me up, and he said, Bradley, he goes, my father-in-law died. He said, I brought him into the hospital. He walked into the hospital, and a couple days later, he's dead. And he said, Bradley, when I went into the hospital, he said, there was armed guards in the hospital. And I can tell you why they have armed guards in the hospitals, friends, because they don't want people seeing the truth of the matter. They don't want you to see, friends, the fact that everything you're being told right now is a complete fabricated, fraudulent lie. Again, I mean, it's not like this is the first time this has happened, friends, right? He said there was armed guards, and he said there was nobody inside of that hospital. And on top of it, he asked me, Brad.
You're not in trouble. I just wanted to ask, talk about something.
Oh, gosh. I feel loud. You're mad at me? Are you very mad?
No, I'm not mad at you.
Why?
All the events.
I don't even know about it.
Yeah. Okay, so let me say something.
told the truth of the matter? I mean, 24 dead and 134 infected in nursing homes after COVID-19 vaccination. Previously, they had zero deaths from COVID. How come the mainstream media does not want you to hear the truth of the matter? How is it that the American people have settled for the fact that the unqualified and the unlicensed, like Bill Gates, the head of the WHO, and this little rat bureaucrat, Anthony Fauci, are the ones that are setting the narrative, while the big tech companies are censoring, in fact, the qualified, licensed physicians? They're being censored, and the unqualified are the ones that are setting the narrative. Have you ever thought about that, America? Yesterday I was talking about this very topic. I said truth is stranger to fiction to Americans. How many times have the same people lied to you before? How many times have they been busted in scandal after scandal? And yet you sit back and you listen to these people say, well, I just don't know the truth of the matter. Well, I can tell you the truth of the matter. Judge the situation by its fruit. These people lie to you. They're caught in scandals. They lie, they steal, they even kill. And now all of a sudden they're telling you the truth, friends? Really? You know how ridiculous that sounds? You can't fix stupid. It's got to be purposed at some point. It really is, and it has to be. Listen to this. This is an article by a guy named Adam Dick. And listen carefully as to what he said, friends. Things seem to be working backwards at the Kamazan St. Anthony Nursing Home in Auburn, New York. Vaccinating people is supposed to reduce or end coronavirus deaths, right? Isn't that what we're all led to believe? But at the Kamazan, such deaths are reported to have occurred only after residents began receiving corona vaccinations. Put that up against Leviticus 17:11 and Leviticus 19:19, friends. Put it up against Scripture, because God is not a man that he should lie. He's the one that tells us the truth. On December 29th, he writes, when the deaths of residents with coronavirus began occurring at the Commons, he said, Mulder's article discloses 7 days after the nursing home began giving coronavirus vaccinations to residents, with 80% of residents so far having been vaccinated. Over a period of less than 2 weeks since December 29th, Mulder relates that 24 coronavirus-infected residents at the 300-bed nursing homes, they died. Oh, it's not the vaccination's fault, friends. No, I mean, do consider that in 1986 they had the Child Vaccination Safety Act, right? Under Ronald Reagan, remember the good guy that was going to make America great again back in the 80s? You know what that bill is all about, friends? Notice the name. It's the Child Safety Vaccination Act. You know what it is? It's an act, and it's a bill passed against the people indemnifying the vaccine companies from any harm they may cause you and your family. They've indemnified themselves. That is about as un-American as it gets. That's about as unlawful as it gets, America. Did you know this? Maybe this explains to the American people why they're trying to get these vaccinations into the bodies of the American people, because there's no consequence if you're maimed or if there's some adverse side effect, which, by the way, there's over 400 of them. Folks, I'm talking about your government. I'm talking about your said representatives. But then again, these are the same representatives that have sanctioned the murder of over 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day in this country, and somehow or another, the American people feel safe submitting to a people such as this. No, that's not American government, friends. That's foreign to American government. And if you accept that foreign version of government, that God did not exist, I mean, after all day long, they're telling you about our democracy. You just heard it during the break again. For the uneducated, friends, we're not a democracy, we're a constitutional republic. But again, going back to the point, the American people, do you think they're really looking out for you? Because, by the way, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here is the fact that doctors are telling you that they are not going to take the vaccinations. And why are they not going to take the vaccinations? Because of their lack of faith in the government to ensure the vaccines are even safe in the first place. And they are in high number. Are you hearing this through the mainstream media? Nope. Does that explain to you why they continuously attack our social media platforms? Yep. matter, friends. And this is just the beginning. This is the first wave. When the second wave comes, which we're going into, friends, you better understand that you better stand up at that point and begin to understand that you have a responsibility before God and before man to put a stop to the corruption, to put a stop to the fraud, because it's all aimed at you and your family. It's aimed at you and your families, friends, and I am tired of it. As I've said 100 times, I don't like being lied to, and I know that you don't like being lied to either. I love you enough to tell you the truth. And the fact of the matter is, these people, from the top to the bottom, are lying. So much so that they've indemnified, that they are impervious to lawsuits, friends. They said, no matter what happens to you, you can't do anything to us if there's one of the over 400 adverse side effects to one of these vaccinations. That's lunacy to submit to that. That's insane for the American people to believe that they're safe or that they can trust the people that they call their representatives. This is criminal from start to finish, friends. It is criminal to start to finish. It really is. Over a period of less than 2 weeks since December 29th, Mulder relates that 24 coronavirus-infected residents at the 300-bed nursing home have died right after they took the vaccination. Folks, there's videos coming across the board on social media platforms right now showing you people that have taken the Moderna vaccination, the people that have taken the Pfizer vaccination, out of control, outside of themselves, gyrating from the top of their bodies to their feet, uncontrollably. And I want to tell you something, folks, it is terrorizing. So let's call it for what it is. Who's doing the terrorizing, friends? I'll tell you who they are, the terrorists. And who are they? True force compliance, trying to make sure that you get this vaccination into your arm, the terrorists. And if you go back to the original definition of Oxford's English Dictionary and the word terrorism, guess what it was defined out as, friend? Government by intimidation. What's happening in America today? It's time for the American people to stand up and say, no more. No more. I can't do it for you. I can only make you aware of the facts, and that's exactly what I'm giving to you. Firsthand, not giving you hearsay. Not a little I heard from this person as to what's going on here. No, no, friends, I'm giving it to you firsthand as to what's taking place in this country.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Mall in Washington, D.C. will be off limits to the public on Inauguration Day. Security measures being put in place in the nation's capital after riots took place on January 6th. Eric Jackson is a former FBI special agent in charge. He tells USA Radio News it's not uncommon to have threats around Inauguration Day.
Well, during my 21 years with the FBI, I saw a number of inaugurations, and there's always individuals from different ideological groups that either make threats or make notice that they plan to do some type of demonstration or protest.
Winter storm warnings have been issued through Sunday across New York and New England, where they could see up to a foot of snow. USA Radio News. More than 2 million people worldwide have died from the coronavirus. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University confirmed the death toll on Friday. The National Retail Federation reports an incredible 8.3% increase for the Christmas shopping season.
Despite the coronavirus pandemic that included numerous state restrictions on retailers, consumers chose to spend their money at Christmas. Chief Economist Jack Kleinhans of the National Retail Federation called the 8.3% increase incredible.
Yes, it was incredible, and especially in a very unique year that we had in 2020. But it appears that consumers were able to splurge a little bit more on holiday gifts and spending. They had a little bit more money in their bank accounts due in part stimulus payments. That extra money, I think, went a long way for making a unique and special holiday season for many families.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Again, to the Sun Celebrity, folks, if you want to call in, please do. Got lots of people watching us on social media platforms, even now. Also broadcasting into 133 cities nationwide, as well as 53 countries abroad. Oh, I wanted to let you know, friends, just in case you're a new viewer or you're a new listener to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, this is what you're not going to get from the social, from the mainstream media and the CIA-controlled useful idiots over there. Those corporations, you know, that are owned by six corporations worldwide, dropping this propaganda on y'all 24/7. Did you hear the Republic of the Czechs? Did you hear the uprising going on in that country? And what are they uprising? What are they defying, friends? They're defying the tyranny going on in that country. Friends, I told you this before. The same thing's happening in France. And I'm not talking about 10 people or 20 people or 30 people. Nope, there's a media blackout going on right now across the globe, friends. They don't want you to know that the majority of the people are standing up against this tyranny, coming from the likes of the unqualified and unlicensed Bill Gates, the head of the WHO, Anthony Fauci, who is a repeat criminal, and this current administration, friends. They don't want you to know that people aren't going along with this. This is happening in France. You should see pictures, friends, of the massive amounts of people that are standing up against their corruption in their prospective countries. France, Germany, Australia. Again, if you're a first-time listener, we just reported about a week and a half ago in Israel. You know, Netanyahu's trying to sit there and try to sell it to his people. 75% of the people in Israel are saying absolutely not. They're calling a vaccine Holocaust. This is information you're not going to get, and this is why they're so busy censoring platforms that are telling you the truth, friends, because people are not going along with this. Now what's happening in the Republic of Czech? We got, I guess, one of the head players there in that prospective country standing up and saying, I will not take this vaccination. Folks, again, I mean, what is it that we need to understand here concerning what's going on? I just had somebody on Top Chat just a moment ago say to me, well, what are we supposed to do? Really? What are we supposed to do? Well, what's happening globally? If you knew I was going to break into your house and try to take you and your family out, what would you do? You answer that question. I can't answer it for you. I'm going to go ahead and take a phone call from Sandy in Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend? What say you?
I'm doing good, and I just wanted to call because I believe the people need to be informed that the vaccine is a form of genocide, a way to reduce the population. It's more than that, but I won't get into that.
Give me some facts. Give me some, throw out a little of your homework and your findings out to the people so they can hear and understand as to what you're saying, Sandy.
It's not something that I have factual information. It's just something, it just kind of goes with what happened in Germany back in the Holocaust time. It's
yeah.
just, people didn't
understand what was happening. Yeah. Well, what I can say in propping up your point that you're trying to make is the fact that this is coming from Bill Gates. We know that he bought a patent back in March. You can Google this, friends. It's called Luciferian. Go ahead and Google it. It will be the first thing that pulls up. Again, there's some factual information for you. We know that Bill Gates' daddy was the head of Planned Parenthood, who's responsible for murdering the innocent in the womb, but the American people let him do it. So we got to understand who the accomplices are there concerning their crimes against God and man. And with that said, also keep in mind, Bill Gates is the one that's calling for depopulation. As a matter of fact, he's the one that said if we do a really good job with vaccines, we can lower global population. So, you know, the fact of the matter is what we have to do is if we're going to make statements like that, and I'm not rebuking you, but I am correcting you in a sense that we got to make sure that we can back up what we're saying and we got to know firsthand with the information as to what we have. There's no question in my mind as to what this is aimed at, because we see the death rate and the death tolls are on the rise right now. And what they're not sharing with the American people is the people that are dying, in fact, from these vaccinations. I shared with my listeners this last week and my viewers last week that it's just absolutely crazy when you see these people that have taken these Pfizer and Moderna, untested, by the way, on the American people. It's interesting how they act and respond after they get it. If it's not Bell's palsy, which is facial paralysis, then what it is, it's a body gyration. They can't even literally put one leg in front of another, or they just got to lay down on the bed and they need aid in breathing. Again, friends, why are we not told about the 400 adverse side effects concerning these vaccinations? Well, I just say let's do this. Let's just get into it. And I want to remind you again, if you want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com and you want to watch us live, you can do that. sonsoflibertymedia.com and go ahead and subscribe and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews. I have Comrex here. I'm broadcasting live from Michigan even now. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. So please do give us a call. Have your facts in order, please, friends, because I want you to throw on the table what you know firsthand and give us actual statistics, because we don't need we heard from so-and-so or hearsay. No, because that's exactly what we're continuously tearing down when it comes to the mainstream media, if it's not just their blatant lies and their propaganda. So put that up against John 8:44 when you get a moment. But what I want to do, friends, is I want to get over to this. If the high number of frontline health workers rejecting the vaccine, again, does not tell you the truth of the matter when it comes to the vaccinations, I want to put a question mark to that. What will? I mean, we're talking about the frontline workers here. You know, another question to ask the American people is if what we're not sharing with you isn't the truth, the question that needs to be begged then is, why is it that those that are exposing pharmaceutical companies and the medical industry for their prescribed medications, which they're finding are actually doing the opposite of what they sold to the people, why are those whistleblowers, why are they dying off? Why are holistic doctors across the globe, why are they dying off, Brent? Why are those that are telling you the truth concerning big pharma and the medical industry, why are they dying off? It's only a question you can answer. Does not, let me put an exclamation now to my point, does common sense come into play with the American people at any given time? Let me say that again. Does common sense come into play with the American people? I've used this analogy, the statistic, an accurate statistic. And by the way, these stats are probably higher today than they were a week ago. Congress has an 11% approval rating. I bet you it's not even that high. 94% of the American people don't believe the mainstream media. And that's all I want to do is ask the question, who told you that there was a virus?
No, it's Dan. We're dealing with Dan. I'm Jack Chevy's Chris.
Find themselves in a situation where they can't do anything about it. Because the good news here, friends, is you still have the freedom today to do the right thing. And I want to tell you something as well. Corruption in government does not want you to know that there is 330 million people in this country. And what they don't want you to know is that you are dealing with less than 1.7% of the population that is selling you this virus and selling you the vaccination. How is it that when you look at 330 million people, how do you 330 million people justify the fact that you have less than 300 people, and I'm not talking about statistically the 1.7%, but the 300 people that we're always told that are controlling the globe, which I'm humored by, everything is under the control of my father, number one. Folks, a sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. He knows the very hairs of your head. Again, you're either being judged as a nation or you're being blessed as a nation. Leviticus 26, start in verse 15. Deuteronomy 28, start in verse 15. Read to the end of the book. That's where you're at, America. America is where America is at today because of their inaction and their tolerance of corruption. How do you destroy a country? And what is it that destroys a country? First, the responsibility of the church. Secondly, the tolerance of corruption in their governments. And if you think that's far-fetched, why don't you go ask and why don't you go look up the history of Machiavelli? It was a republic. And why was it destroyed? Because the people didn't deal with corrupt politicians lawfully. I want to use the word lawfully one more time. You understand what's going on here, friends? Do you realize that as you laugh at Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and these governors and mayors that are forcing compliance unconstitutionally, as you sit and laugh at them, you know that the joke is on you, America? Do you know? Let me just say it this way, from a younger person's perspective, okay? Because I'm a part of that younger generation that's been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Let me say this, especially to the older generation. Do you know how stupid you look in the face of the world for what you tolerate? Especially the professed Christians in this country that stand back and do nothing in the face of tyranny, but submit themselves to it like they are today. Oh, and just a little side note, that's why we're again broadcasting live from Michigan, because we're having church here today. I don't care if you have a church open up in Alaska, friends. You have a pastor or a church overseer that has the internal fortitude to obey God, and he asked me to come in and preach, I'm there. We are, and I'm going to tell you why I'm there. Takes to because there's few, folks, there's far and few son or daughter of liberty, we that are willing to stand up and obey God, we do is made but there's a whole lot of Americans in this country together, that are willing to submit to tyranny today, and I, for one, and me and my house, if you have we will serve the Lord. Financially, we and defying to the tyranny that's
becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back. Again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I got to tell some of you people right now on Top Chat, because there's literally hundreds of them. There's literally hundreds of comments that are just flooding in on social media right now. Blessed are those that are persecuted for my name's sake. If you call yourself Christian, persecution comes with your faith. You're following Christ. Persecution comes with it. Scoffings come with it. Trials and tribulations come with it. I mean, wow. Are you getting the picture yet? Oh, my goodness. Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We got Lisa calling in from Kansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Bradley. I'm a big fan. I just wanted to ask you, does anybody have eyes on what's going on? Because we've got Kansas down here. We've got a newspaper called the Topeka Journal, which is pretty much all them articles, them-based articles coming out of our state capital. But yesterday they reported an article that they've got 15,000 troops, which is mostly, well, it's not troops, but like it's the National Guard that they're supposed to be sending down to D.C. And I'd like to know, is there any word about any type of movement going on in the U.S. With more National Guard going down to D.C.? And has anybody heard anything or seen anything?
Well, I think a lot of this is just being politically staged right now, because what's going on, we just found last week, Lisa, that what took place in Washington, D.C., we know of the buses that were dumping off paid protesters. We know that there was paid provocateurs to basically cause those people to be the bad guys, because they were setting the stage. They were setting those people up that were there protesting the voter fraud, and good for them. Right. So this is just more of an attempt to browbeat into submission anybody and everybody that dares stand up against defiance, or I'm sorry, yeah, against tyranny and defiance, yeah, to tyranny. You know, when you think about it, Lisa, who are those National Guardsmen? Who are they?
Yeah, they're supposed to be our kinsmen and all our families and stuff, part of these groups, right. And I don't get it at all. Why would they even be taking the trip? Okay, you sit down, you stand down.
Yeah, they're using them to intimidate the American people. Do you remember rightly, I believe it was the Washington Times come back probably 3 weeks ago, I did an article on the recall that was going on in California. And maybe it was the Los Angeles Times. It was one of the two, I do know that. But it was interesting because the propagandist, the useful idiot, wrote an article, and that they said that those who were standing up and those that were responsible for calling forth the recall and the removal of Gavin Newsom, who is a full-fledged communist who's working against his own people, he said those people are destabilizing the government. I'm not kidding you. See, they want you to believe. Yeah, they want you to believe that if you stand up against their tyranny, that you're there to destabilize. They want to label you as a domestic terrorist. They want to paint you out as being the bad guy for not submitting to what you see in Washington, D.C. right now. See, and the problem that they're having is too many people have gone to school after Barack Hussein Obama. They know the Word of God. They know the U.S. Constitution. And those are the people that are taking to the streets and protesting the corruption in their government. And the American people have every right to protest their government. The First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. They have every right in the world to stand up against tyranny, to have corrupt representatives removed. We're not called to overthrow the Constitution, but we are called and commanded to overthrow the men that are perverting the Constitution. So this is all political theater to intimidate and to browbeat dissenters is really what it comes down to, Lisa.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, don't drink the Kool-Aid, ma'am. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
keep your head above the clouds.
Don't even try to water at this point. Okay, thank you. Yep. I'll talk to you later.
Yep, you're welcome. Appreciate it. We got Wes calling in from Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Bradley, my good friend, missed you yesterday. I'll make it swift. I have a dear friend of mine that is in their 80s, and they are insistent upon taking this vaccine, actually scheduled to take it tomorrow. I have pleaded with them, please do not take that, and I can't get through. No avail. I don't know what else to do except try and discourage someone from accepting that. What say you, my friend?
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. What you could do is you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to Bradley Dean, and I have a list of probably, boy, I can't even tell you, a couple hundred articles there. Over the last 9 months, I've continuously stayed on par concerning the fraud that's taking place. There is video upon video upon video of doctors telling the people what this is all about. And it's not about what they're being told through the mainstream media. So the best thing I can do, because I'm not a doctor, but I'm telling the people and I'm telling my friends and my viewers what the doctors are saying, and I'm giving them facts. And the only thing that we can do, my friend, we cannot make the choice for them. They're going to have to do that on their own.
Well, I have to agree with that statement. I just wanted to confirm it. I've tried everything I can, and I feel bad for them, but they're going to make their own choice. You're absolutely correct.
They are. No, there's no question about it. I appreciate your phone call, my friend, in all sincerity. I got John calling in from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello? Hi. Okay, yeah. I know you were saying that your church is open. And I wanted to talk about my church a little bit, that they have been open all throughout 2020, and they did have some problems. There was a dispensary that was open near their church, and as a rule, you can't be within 500 feet of a church for a dispensary. So they made the church move so that they could put the dispensary in. And then where we were meeting, they said we can't meet anymore because of the governor's order, and now we're just meeting in a house. So it's kind of going, getting hard, but we're still in meeting. And
can I ask you something, John? Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Can you show me the law that says the governor has the authority to tell you that you can't go to church, please? Can you show me that?
Yeah, well, no, there's... Yeah,
let me tell you this. They can't show you the law. They want the sheep to take them at their word concerning their unconstitutional executive orders. They want you to take them for face value. They know the people that take the time. They know the people that know the law, that they have not one inch to take with those people. It's the people that they're preying upon are the ones that don't know the difference. But when you know the difference, you can give the answer that I just gave you, and here it is. Again, the governor doesn't have the authority to do it in the first place, John. Go back to church, my friend. He's never been given, nor has she ever been given the authority in doing so. And by the way, you're calling, are you calling from Michigan?
Monroe, yeah.
Okay, you're calling from Michigan. Am I right in saying this, John? But wasn't it your state Supreme Court that didn't, not just once, but two different times, John, tell your governor, educating the people of the state of Michigan, that your governor, this Jezebelian, Gretchen Whitmer, that she has no constitutional authority to do the things that she's doing. So my question is, why are the people in Michigan and why are the people all over the country submitting to that which is illegal rather than to the law that keeps them free?
I know they have all these signs. It's the law. Wear a mask or whatever. I knew the first one was overturned, but I didn't know that her second executive order, which was like the based on the basically the same thing. I didn't know that
one
got overturned.
Isn't that like one of 192 executive orders that she's drawn up since her incumbency?
Oh. Wow. No, I didn't
know. She's out of hand. See, folks, this is a prime example of what I'm trying to share with you. These people are operating out of their scope of authority, and the only people that are submitting to them are the ones that don't know the difference. I'm in Michigan right now, John.
Yeah.
My son just came in and told me the foyer's packed. We're going to have a church service here in just another hour. I got hour two coming up. And I want to tell you something. I'm not here asking for permission from the tyrants to obey God.
Right.
You call that what you want to call it, but it was like Elijah when he stood up to the face of Ahab and said, I'm not the one that's forgotten my father's commandments. You are. So when the American people take on what their forefathers established, namely this slogan where it says resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, then and only then are we going to learn the lesson. Folks, we got hour two coming up on the other side. Thank you for the phone call, John. I truly appreciate it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Hour two coming up on the other side. Hour two coming up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.